are listening to the Lift Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. Thanks for stopping by. Hey, this podcast is for you. This is all about taking care of your health and taking care of your health naturally. I am a travel nurse. I've been working as a travel nurse and a holistic health coach, aromatherapist, and do a massage and aromatherapy on you. Still work in the hospital care system. And I am decided to share my platform and educate. And I have a ton of great content already on this podcast. Like, if you go through, there is inspirational, uplifting, amazing episodes, educating about oils, educating about supplements, educating about how to manage and take care of your health in the best lifestyle ways, and maybe tricks to really kind of move that needle in your health. And things have been controversial these days, and there's these two doctors that have just that are just making edgeward, making a lot of sense, and they are speaking up. And there's this clip I wanted to share with you, and then I wanted to talk about it. So I could not find this out of anywhere else. So this is published on April 9th, and they have it in the Critical Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P, but it's also other places. It's super hard to find because of the censorship in the online world right now. So, like, we lost our freedom of speech, so to speak. So listen to this and tell me, we'll talk about it.
I have to play this.
Are you in your laptop? Can you pull it up and share screen with it?
No, it's on my Instagram. Hold on, I'll get it. Give me a second. Go ahead, say something. I have to find
say
it.
Say something. Oh, look at my puffy face.
Right?
I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm. So tired. You're on vacation. Why are you so tired? Somebody put in the chat, how come Dr. P is tan and Dr. T is not?
Because Dr. P takes his time off seriously. Dr. T doesn't. I've got things, but seriously, I've got things under control. I got some big things off my plate yesterday and today. Big things that would have just been hanging on, and I'd had been doing them later. And so I just want to get this stuff done because I got three more weeks here. You know, I mean, I've got 3 weeks and 3 days. So I just want to get this stuff done, and then I can go outside.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to see if I can pull it up. Lee Dundas appeared in California today, and she gave 3 minutes and 23 seconds of kick your ass testimony that, I mean, if people haven't seen it, wow.
Thing is, I couldn't find it, like, looking for this on Instagram, so I have to find it through them.
All right, give me a second, guys.
And it's hard to find because of the censorship, and it might even be taken down.
Why am I tired? About 14 months of not a day off, that's kind of cumulative in my body. But I tell you, I got 10 hours of sleep last night, and I plan to do more of that over the next couple weeks. Going to bed at, 9:30 or 10, and waking up at 7:30. I usually lay in bed for about an hour. Excuse me, fiddle with my phone and, listen, watch some messages that have come in, or somebody sends me a video. That's usually the time in the morning that I do that. Did you find it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Thank you for your patience, everybody. Dr. T's going to stay awake for this one.
Week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clinton Shaw and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Alma Harris, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death, okay? And he was part of the SS, and in 1943, he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror Communist death squads in the early 1900s. And those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katia. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharish, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year, or the imposition of a $50,000 fine, or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have their business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Wow. Drop the freaking mic. Wow. Okay. This, and this human rights attorney, that was a human rights given attorney on the Board of Education. And, it's kind of gone viral. I could find it in here. And then yes, I did find it where somebody else sent it to me. I have an amazing amount of cool friends, like over 3,000 on Facebook. So it's really hard to like knock Facebook and then trying to figure out Frank's speech, all these other things and platforms. I don't scroll so much, but I have to figure it out because they were being censored. And so I thought I'd just talk about that. I'm like, whoa, come on now. Please don't mandate this stuff. It is an experimental thing. And I feel like there's so much freaking false information being put on. And I just had to put it out there. Okay, this is her opinion. This is her speech. This is a clip that was intriguing to me. And I think I'm going to be bold in going, okay, yes. You know what? I have so many things to say about that. I was really like for vaccines so many years ago until I dove in more into the research. I did my own research. I didn't just take it off what somebody said. I dove in, and it was actually kind of hard to find. I read books, and I understood, and I looked at the ingredients in vaccines, and I was concerned. As a parent and as a healthcare worker, we should be. The theory behind them are fine. Getting more antibodies in your body is fine. Everything else that it is not, especially when it comes to the aborted tissues that they have been using in vaccines. Whew, don't even let me get me started there, girls. I just have not used my platform. I have not spoken so boldly before. And if I offend you and I make you mad and I make comments, I'm sorry. Please go do that research yourself. And if you're just going to be the guinea pig to getting the shot, my prayers are with you. I believe God is bigger than all of this, and he is in control. But we need to be making informed, better decisions for our family. And there's just been so much vaccine injury, and there's been so much negativity when it comes to also, I'm going to play a little And We Know. because he shares the truth too, and he's just LT, I would love to have you on my podcast. I think that you're amazing, and I think that what you put out sometimes is truthful and hard, and sometimes it's hard to, like, you've put some hard stuff out, and sometimes we have to face the hard truth. And so, you know, those are, like, those are the things that sometimes we have to face, and they're, it's, you know, it's, I enjoy it. He also puts a humor. He also grabs clips from other things. And so, beware, you know, and I think being prayerful. So I don't know. I agree. I'm going to try to find this little clip and this video. I'm going to hit pause. Can I be proud to be a Coloradan? Because it was 100% of the parents in Vail. I think it was Arizona. I thought it was Colorado. Vail, Arizona. Okay, they attended it. I was going, God, that's cool for if it was actually, I thought this was like Vail, Colorado. Now I'm getting it was Vail, Arizona. I'm like, oh, wow. They're more hip than what I thought, but it's Arizona, not Colorado. This probably not as smart up there in Colorado. Sorry, peeps. But the 100% of the parents, this is what we need to do, family. We need to come together and speak up. Anyways, they stepped up to protect their kids against the mandated vaccines. So I don't know if you can hear this.
We're hearing they've all quit. That's four.
Someone back there.
I was. No, you were not. We didn't vote on you.
Okay.
We didn't vote on
her. Hey, we already had somebody here.
Okay,
okay,
okay, someone needs. So she has
I
to be nominated.
I nominate Tiffany Sanders.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor of Tiffany?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, full name?
Tiffany Sanders.
All right, so that's five. They've all been elected based on a Robert's Rules of Order. At this point, we need to adjourn. Okay, at this point, so somebody needs a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to go out there and tell them what's going on.
No, wait. Let's go to the mask policy first.
Oh, okay, okay. So
we have to have an official meeting first.
So they'll have to meet on that. The board will have to.
Stand up next to each other.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys have new board.
Let's get pictures of the new board.
So this is kind of chaotic listening to it. I know it's super hard, but they came in and took over, and they decided, hey, we're going to stand up and we are going to fight for our children and stop the in this craziness, the mass. And then the other board members walked out. They elected new board members and they voted. You know what? Good for you, parents. All right, now I'm going to get you a next little clip, and we're going to talk about it.
Other tools we have, not replace them. A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. Surveillance will need to continue. People will still need to be tested, isolated, and cared for. Contacts will still need to be traced and quarantined. Communities will still need to be engaged, and individuals will still need to be careful. We still have a long road to travel.
So we have a long road to travel, right? Yep. So if you got that vaccine, it's not going to end the pandemic, straight from the horse's mouth right there. Pfizer executives, you know, what are they doing? And when people start dying from the vaccine, we will blame the virus. And we'll use that to sell more vaccines. And that meme right there couldn't be more true. I believe that one 100%. They're just going to roll it over and over again. And they're not going to want us to know the truth of what's going on. And I tell you what, it's very interesting. As we talked about this virus or vaccine, I was mentioning about this thing about nanotechnology. And there is a doctor who exposes the anti-human endgame behind the latest vaccine technology. Thank you, Liz Day, for sending me this and letting me know that this doctor was speaking on a show that I normally would normally not watch.
Dr. Carrie Madej is a medical doctor. She looked at all the literature when they were first coming out with these so-called vaccines, started warning the world last year. One of the first prominent people to speak up. And she joins us now for the rest of the hour. Now, you laid out a lot of huge things that are on the record happening. Drill back into those, get into other areas you haven't hit, because people need to hear this, they need to take notes, they need to research this, they need to understand this, because things aren't going to get better until we expose this. This is clearly, as the former chief scientist at Pfizer said, a depopulation program. The globalists have decided to go ahead with it. They think they can cover it up. It's going to cause all sorts of health problems, death, you name it. It's just a nightmare situation. So, Doc, please continue.
I was talking about people having some sort of a transmission from people that have been vaccinated. They're experiencing menstrual cycle symptoms, increased miscarriages, et cetera. This is a very high number of people. This is nothing to be ignored. It's just something that needs to be looked into. So we have to look at this, because perhaps we are hurting ourselves much more than we're helping ourselves now. We don't know the etiology of this. We're only guessing at this point. We're not getting any help from our governments or international agencies or the World Health Organization or the CDC. No one's helping us figure out what is going on. So they're not in our best interest. They're not for our health. So that's one issue. We also have the issue of, we need to realize we're playing with our genetic modification is happening on par with how they make genetically modified plants. And everybody needs to know this, that if any of these synthetic genes, which the spike protein has synthetic genes in them, if the synthetic gene gets integrated into our genome, which can happen because we have enzymes in our body that can do that, if that happens, then you can be owned by whoever owns that patent overnight. The Supreme Court justice has ruled that a human being can be owned if they have a synthetic gene or genome inside of them. And you can do that even as an adult. You can have a switch of your gene, you can have a switch of your genome, even as an adult, we can do that. The technology inside these injections have the ability to do that. This alone should stop everything so that we could discuss this. This is a huge deal. On top of that, we know the animal studies showed that in the ferrets and the mice and the cats, that they did worse when they got this kind of injection, not better. They looked like they were okay at first, but when they were introduced to the virus in the future, they were sicker, more liver failure, more lung inflammation, and most of them died. In some studies, all of them died. Nobody's talking about that. We also know that they're introducing nanotechnology with these injections. Everybody needs to listen to this. Never before in humanity have we launched this. They're using something called a nanolipid particle that wraps around the code, which is functioning, it tricks your body into accepting the code. It suppresses your immune system checkpoints. And when that happens, not only are your immune system being suppressed, you're accepting a code into your body, which now you will be instructed to make, and now you're spit out parts of these proteins. What will they do? We don't really know. The idea is for you to make antibodies. The whole point is this is a grand experiment on humanity, and we have to understand the after effects of the nanotechnology. It doesn't leave your body. It stays in your body. And guess what? It has multiple uses by chance. And one of the uses of this nanotechnology is to use it as a biosensor. So biosensor means it's accumulating data. So really what this is saying is we're actually having the start of artificial intelligence, in a way, being injected into the human body. And, you know, by definition, that would be the advent of something called transhumanism. So, you know, it looks like it's harmful.
All right, I have covered a little bit more of her information in other podcasts. I would love to have Dr. Carrie on. I know I don't have as many listeners as InfoWars, and I'm so excited she actually got on InfoWars. And I just, this whole conversation is being denied and not discussed, and you look it up. And I mean, if you want to just Google, you can't, because Google won't tell you the list of ingredients in the vaccines. They're not a vaccine. They are RNA code. It's funny because there's other people that have talked about whether or not they've actually isolated this virus, COVID-19, because the PCR testing is only testing for the spike proteins. And it's funny because years and years and years and years ago, a little protein you think caused so many issues. And it can. I'm trying to remember the disease process, Pronon or something like that, that mad cow disease. I'll do a little episode on that sometime, because that's a little protein that gets in the brain and it makes you really sick. Well, oh, that's my music telling me I have to end this one, make it short. I'm leaving it there, so I'm making this not so long. And if you want to, the links for both of those, I'll put them in, they're both on Rumble. You can't find them, maybe in BitChute, but not on YouTube. These doctors have been censored, and there's just, and these attorneys are speaking up, and there's lots of people that are speaking up and using their platforms for good. So I plan to do the same. I hope that my platform, I hope my podcast is doing good, and I hope that you're doing well and that you're taking a little bit of what you're hearing and going, oh, I have to deep dive, you know, look into this more, not on Google. I use DuckDuckGo. There's another search website. I can't think what it is. It's also getting books, man. Getting some books. And I hope there's some positivity things that we can be doing to, you know, dealing with their health. But you know what? I just put this out there because I really want you to stand up and fight for your health. And I want you to stand up for your family's health. It's on your shoulders to make the right decisions for your health. So I hope that you're doing everything you know and you can do to have the best health that you can have. And that takes, I'm sorry, this takes work, not just eating an apple every day and seeing your doctor. No, it's a lifestyle. So it's time to end. It's time to say goodbye. And thanks for listening and looking forward to chatting with you on another day.